Prepare yourself
for talk radio
experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends, to another live Sunday edition. 5 days a week is not enough for me. Here I am with the Sunday edition of the Alex Jones Show. Every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, coming to you via MS Communications and the GCN Radio Network out of the studios of News Radio 590 KLBJ, deep in the heart of Texas, syndicated from California to upstate New York on the AM and FM dial. Simulcast on three different satellite systems and, of course, global shortwave WWCR as well. And we've got two of the biggest and fastest growing alternative news sites in the world. Frankly, they're about the biggest alternative news sites in the world now. And I don't even like to say that. It's kind of a catch-22. It's good to tell folks we're winning the info war. And at the same time, I like to be small-time. It feels good, actually, to be kind of under the radar or to have it both ways. But, yes, folks, we're engaging the enemy at point-blank range in the information war. And the websites are PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com, JonesReport.com, Infowars.net, PrisonPlanet.tv, MartialLaw911.info, ArnoldExposed.com. And I'm launching several other big ones soon. We see this as an info war, and the enemy puts out the same propaganda in 100 flavors. We put out our secret weapon, the truth, on many different websites. It also gives us multifaceted redundancy. Thank you for joining us. We will have open phones. I have a surprise guest in the second hour. I'll just leave it at that, and we'll see if they end up showing up to the program. I've noticed if it's a what you could call adversarial sometimes, that it tends to jinx it to talk about it beforehand. So we'll see what happens in the next hour. A little surprise, perhaps, for you. There is so much news, and I was sitting here for about 20 minutes before broadcast time looking at my 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 stacks, and I thought, what is most important here? And this happens more and more. I mean, what should I cover first? Let me just mention what's in front of me right now. And again, it is the 5th day of August, more than half the year's gone, that's hard to believe, 2007, August 5th, on this Sunday, Pentagon to implant microchips in soldiers. This is directly from the Pentagon. And not just under their skin, that already happened quietly 2 years ago to Special Forces, and now it's fanning out, because I had family it happened to, that's how I knew. Now it's in the news. No, in the brains standard, you'll be getting a brain chip. You can't make this type of stuff up, folks. We're going to be going over that, and Clemson University is heading up that report. Ron Paul is being censored again in front of everyone. I saw it come out this morning from Free Market News. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com. And I sure enough watched it real time. Ron Paul was thousands and thousands of votes ahead of everybody, getting 45%+ of the vote. Between 10 candidates in this morning's Republican debate. And then they erased all of his tallies but kept everybody else's. And then he went ahead again and they erased those. And he went ahead again and they erased those. Everybody went completely ape over this, started calling ABC, emailing them. And so they stopped it a few hours ago, and Ron Paul, now this is 20 minutes ago when I printed this off last. Ron Paul has 12,675 votes, with the closest person behind him, Mitt Romney, at 2,046. So, and it only lets you vote once per IP, so it's somewhat scientific. In fact, a lot of evidence in Las Vegas is claiming that these internet polls that Gallup and CNN and everybody else have been having are more scientific than the old Gallup system of calling select little zip codes. It tends to be old ladies that they found statistically that will answer polls. The pollsters know which areas, demographics, which numbers have gotten these responses. And more, the old line polls are showing to be fraudulent. Now, you can say that they're fraudulent because of the fact that it is a stale population that is in the old technology grid that they're calling, or you can argue that they're skewing it on purpose, and frankly, I think it's both of them. But because they say, well, why does Ron Paul win every major poll? whether it's on Fox or CNN, when it's an internet or call-in or text poll where you can only vote once, but then he shows up 2, 3% in all the other polls. And that's because you've got two different worlds. You've got people, on average, there's some really tech-savvy old folks. You've got some old folks that are, but statistically, people over 65 even, are not as tech-savvy. They're not getting their news from the net. They may go on the net and check their bank statement, but they're certainly not on there getting their news, and they're not on there voting. So you've got two different worlds. You've got the new world, and you've got the old world. But see, it's generational shifts don't happen over 20, 30 years like they used to. They're happening in a couple years now. I mean, I'm 30-something years old, folks, and I'm an old fogey having trouble keeping up with all the technological advances that the young kids are into. And all of this is going to accelerate. But look, I'm running out of time here. I said I'd get to the news. We have microchips for the troops' brains. We have Ron Paul being cheated. Turned out they were my listeners. This has happened to several people. It turned out each time we call them to have them on as guests, they're listeners. Up in North Carolina, arrested for having an upside-down flag flying at their house. And this guy was out of his jurisdiction and in the military, and now in front of witnesses beat him up and kicked down their door. He lied and said he didn't. The sheriff did the right thing and dropped the assault charges, because not only did he beat him up, they then charged him with assault. And the sheriff did the right thing and dropped this. But we'll talk about where the First Amendment is in this country, because it also dovetails with major censorship all across the country. Just to put it simply, I have a large stack of censorship news from Ron Paul to the web to police all over the country. If you've got an upside-down flag in your car, they're arresting you. And they don't know what it means. And if you don't know, the country is in crisis. With the dollar plunging again another 2 cents last week, and that is a big deal. Ongoing, a 58% slide now in value. And if you don't know what that means, folks, you better figure it out real fast. With currency devaluation, just type it into a search engine and get ready to cry your eyes out. I know it. I'm not even a lover of money, but it's gotten to me to know my little bit of money I got has been turned into toilet paper. And then there's no sign in it stopping. And again, I don't know how I could talk about that just constantly. I'd love to talk 10 hours about that. What else do I have in the news? In 2001, red-handed mainstream British papers, no debating it, it was admitted the government launched the foot-and-mouth attack. And then it only killed a few animals. And then they ran around and killed 8 million sheep and 2 million cows and literally destroyed almost every farm in the country, and the government took them over. And it was in the mainstream news. We have flashbacks to that. They're talking about it spreading to the U.S. It happened again. Foot and mouth has been released in England, and they don't even hide it. They say the government released it in a drill. I mean, this is BBC, this is ITAR-TAS, Russian news agency, this is London Guardian, and, of course, we broke it, and now they're all admitting it. Because I have two writers and two webmasters, Paul Watson and Steve Watson, one in London, one in Sheffield. That's where Robin Hood's from, by the way. But I'm already digressing. The point is that they just false flagged us again. They're going to run around and kill all these animals and then not let them restock and have all this government regulation, and then in plain view they admit they launched it. I mean, you just it's off the chart. It's off the chart. I'll explain what bio-agri-terrorism is, okay? Agricultural terrorism, economic terrorism. We're going to go over that today. And again, the government just launches it publicly. We launched it every time. By the way, they have passed martial law provisions from Alabama to Minnesota with foot and mouth. We'll tell you what life will be like if this gets out here. Weaponized foot and mouth. By the way, we in 2002 got a drill with the British military to be held in East Texas canceled. Yes, my listeners, you listening right now, you remember it. We stopped it last time and wanted to launch the attack here. And I mean, they'll probably launch it here, right in front of us, and I can hold up news articles where they launched it, but they'll still be our saviors on TV. I mean, now they just launch attacks in front of everyone, and no one gets in trouble. And then we'll get into the really serious news. They just passed total spying on the American people, and you hear the news, they're completely lying about what it really means. They've legalized Bush's criminal activities of the last 5.5 years. That's what this spying eavesdropping bill means. We'll break it all down. Also, the murder of Pat Tillman. More on that. Stay with us.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Ted Anderson from Midas. August 3rd, 2007, gold 667. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for $688.50, $337.70 for half, $169.85 for quarter. That's $688.50, $337.70, and $169.85. Hedge funds caught in the malaise of mortgage bankruptcies. The bond market continues to slump. J.P. Morgan gets caught in a $10 billion bad deal for Chrysler. Housing sales fell 6.6%. Mortgage giant Countrywide showed mortgage payment woes spreading to the middle and upper class. Investors cast doubt on investment banks. Credit protection insurance for mortgage lenders is skyrocketing due to the increased risk. The U.S. dollar is free-falling against foreign currencies, and countries that previously financed the U.S. are now seeking safer alternatives. Economist Rudy Boyd published the report Bubble Leaking. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful when food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Millions of people suffer daily with back pain, hip pain, leg pain, sciatica, poor posture, and more. How would you like to have a tool to use at home anytime you need to help relieve the pain and not just treat the symptoms? All of these people are relaxing on a unique device placed under the hips to elevate the sacrum and let tight muscles relax. It's called the SacroWedgie. And was invented by a sports trainer to first help his athletes and now is helping thousands. The SacroWedgie is not a quick fix, but a lifestyle, and can even be used sitting at a desk or in the car. Of course, results will vary. However, the more balanced you are, the fewer problems you'll have. Relax 20 minutes daily for relief. It only costs $29.95 for the SacroWedgie and $12.95 for the neck roll. Visit our website at www.sacrowedgie.com or call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure. The SacroWedgie works when all else fails.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Corruption never had a worse enemy. You're locked into the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back. So here in the stack in front of me, we have the vicious attack on the First Amendment. The British government, as usual, launching a biological attack on their farming communities, and then, of course, will pose as the saviors in plain view after launching the attack and even admitting they did. That'll be a minor footnote, and is, unless we magnify it here. Then Senate votes to expand eavesdropping power. Bill matches what Bush requested. Democrats' version fails in House. Now, if you go back and listen to my radio show in 1996 when this happened, I was mailed several big industry publications for engineers. And these were cell phone tower engineer magazines, you know, specialty manuals. These were also other publications inside the telecommunications industry about complying with new regulations. Now, these were not laws. This was a regulation for corporate America. And then only do we see now, 10, 11 years later, do they implement. Now, the law stated they were going to pay $5 billion at the time, turned out being almost $10 billion, to pay every major phone company in the nation and every hub and every cell tower and every system to have NSA wiring put in where everything passes through the NSA first. Let me explain. The phone companies have whole floors that are NSA. And I got on air, and I read this, and I covered it, and I talked about it, and I gave the documentation. And then remember, last year, oh, my gosh, a whole floor in San Francisco at AT&T, everything's wired through it. You know, we're just now hearing about how everything for emergency takeover of radio, TV, and cable is now controlled by FEMA and Homeland Security. No, back in 97, it was made regulatory policy that everything in radio stations, the final piece is the FEMA takeover, EAS boxes. I mean, I saw it be put in. Now they're telling radio stations, hey, the government's going to pop in and have little announcements too, not just during a nuclear attack, but we're going to take over some programming now. See, we're going into fascism. See, I'm seeing all the infrastructure go in. See, you can make something secret. But they have to fund, and they have to have the industry put in the apparatus for this, and there was nothing secret about it. Everything is listened to. Let me give you a newsflash. Every major AM, FM transmission goes through the NSA, okay? And the keyword computers listen to it for at least 25 years. I mean, radio going back 50, but that was with people in intercepts until like the last 25 with keyword. Remember, they're about 25 years ahead of us as well in many cases. This is all admitted now. Because I'm not going to just sit here and talk about what they did and read the AP. I mean, this is literal theater. Go read the bill. This is not what's going on. The lazy AP writer doesn't know how to read law. They're not a scholar. They haven't studied this. And they just hear, oh, this is so we can track foreign phone calls into the U.S. You know, you watch the Senate hearings, the truth comes out. This is legalizing. Remember you heard it was illegal. The Supreme Court ruled it was illegal. What Bush has been doing to keep us safe from Al-Qaeda, the last 5.5 years. And he had to do it to keep us safe, but it was illegal. I mean, the FISA court was blank checks. They just sign a blank form, and 20, 30,000 people could be spied on randomly just with that. They said, no, we don't even want that domestically. Just blank checks for, you know, 10 state regions, do whatever we want. Literally. So now it's just pell-mell. They had to have Congress pass this, so what they've already been doing forever would, quote, be legal and lawful. Now, remember, Congress and the Supreme Court said black people weren't human beings. Until for the first 100-plus years of this country. And so we need to understand that just because they now say that doesn't mean that it trumps the Bill of Rights, Constitution, and common sense. They can pass laws right now that you got to throw your children off cliffs. We don't have to follow it. It's unlawful. It's unconstitutional. It goes against common law, common sense, God's laws. It's real simple. You know right and wrong, folks. You have a conscience, unless you're so given over to evil you don't have it anymore. So, I digress. I do digress, and I'm sorry. The point is, they said not just all these snooping systems and not just cell phone triangulation down to 15 feet. Your phone doesn't have GPS, though some now are getting it. Your phone doesn't have it by law. What it has is triangulation with GPS on the cell towers down to 15 feet, and they're really gauged down to about 2.5 feet. And I remember about 2-3 years ago, I was at a funeral for my step-grandfather up in Fort Worth, and we were lost. We'd gone to see a museum, me and my dad. And we were going to be there early, and we were lost. And I just said, hey, Dad, with your cell phone, call and ask them to tell them where you're at. And they'll tell you exactly where the street is you're looking for. And he said, it doesn't do that. I said, just call. And he called before the service had really even been announced. And they said, okay, yeah, this is the owner of the phone. Give us your code. All right, well, yeah, you should be coming up on Main right now. And I'm like, oh, there it is. Well, you just turn 3 streets over, and you go here, and then you'll be up at the funeral home. See, because then I saw the governor of Wisconsin put in a few years ago. Now the FEMA emergency centers all have it. You know it locally as the Threat Integration Center, Emergency Management Center, or Tri-County Area. You know, the big cities have it for themselves. Counties will have it in a 4, 5, or 3 county area. And now they announce, ooh, we can type in your name and track your cell phone. And cops are doing this from New York to Dallas. A lot of, I don't think Austin has it yet. I'm told they're getting the software, though. And FEMA then announces, now you have this. And you just type in Alexander Emmerich Jones or the phone number. Oh, there he is. Okay. He's down at KLBJ Studios right now. That's freedom. No judge, no jury, no nothing. Type into Google, cities now using cell phones to track traffic. So they can dial in and follow all the cell phones. And, oh, it's for traffic. No, the NSA took over completely in 1996, and by 2001, all cell phone companies had to have it fully in control by law that all the new cell phones, and many of them adopted before that, had to have it in them where they can dial in even when you turn the phone off. And now they put it in even where you, if you remove the battery on most of them, they have an internal battery, and the FBI can listen. Okay. Now, Google also brags that they tune in and listen, but have keyword computers see what products you like. Folks, I can't make this stuff up, okay? Now, for those that don't believe me, here is your God, Fox News, giggling and snickering and laughing 4 months ago. You see, they do it years after it's in force, years after it's in place. They then tell you, like you've had a national ID card since the mid-1990s. Now they're telling you it's coming next year. Okay, it's not for the illegals. It's for you, not for them, by the way. And they sell you it's for the illegals. Okay, and I have, again, I made films about this in 97 now because I had the executive orders. How do I know what's going to happen? I have the very blueprints. Then they have these bills just for public consumption. There's the real world. There's the spin world. We tell you about the real world. Here is Fox telling you how great it is you're being spied on. And it's so wonderful and fabulous, and we just need to all go along with it. Is it rolling? Oh, we're about to go to break. I didn't get a signal. Okay, yeah, when we get back, we'll play it. It's only a 50-second clip, though. Can we roll it? Are we going to roll it? But we had time to roll it, though, because the computer. Oh, that's what it is. All right. When we get back, we will roll that piece and go over it for you so you can hear Fox News for yourself openly admit all of this. Okay? Tuning in via your cell phones whenever they want. And then Google says, oh, we're going to use the video and microphone in your computer. They said this about 8 months ago to watch and view everything you're doing. So we'll be right back after this quick break, blasting out coast to coast and nationwide. Stay with us.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicins, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed, and there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets.
For more information, visit garlic, the number 4, yourheart.com, or click on the banner at gcnlive.com, or call Amy personally at 805-595-2711. That's 805-595-2711.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625. 885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The economy is great. The price of gas is a function of free market dynamics.
Crushing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones.
We will be taking some calls a little bit later in this hour at 877-590-5525, 877-590-KLBJ. For the namesake, Mothership Station, we're broadcasting out of. The syndicated program comes out of these studios on News Radio 590-KLBJ every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, 5 to 7 Eastern, 836-0590 if you're a local listener. Now, as I was saying, I've been telling people since 1996 that most cell phones already had this, and I told you in 2001 when it was then did become law, not just regulation. This is how it works. They paid to put it all in 1996, okay? And then it became law that everybody had to have it by 2001, October 1st. This is 6 years before that this was grandfathered in. So let's go ahead now and go to this Fox News piece where they throw it in your face.
All right, here's that cell phone story you've been waiting for. Cell phone users beware, Big Brother may be listening. The Federal Bureau of Investigation can now hear everything you say, even when the cell phone is turned off. I know it sounds kind of out there, but using your phone's tracking device, authorities can now activate the microphone inside the dreaded thing, allowing them to eavesdrop on you and your conversations. So we've decided to start saying all kinds of weird stuff all the time. Yeah. Not really. Serious business, and the FBI used this form of surveillance to keep tabs on critical conversations by people they call known members of the mafia. Experts say the only way around it is to take the battery out of the thing.
All right. Now, there's Shepard Smith, and I've got so many clips of him going, Big Brother, eat your heart out. We're spying for your safety. This is serious business to keep you safe and fight against Al-Qaeda. And in 1996, we had it designed into the entire regulatory infrastructure of all cell phones and cell phone devices, including your OnStar and everything else. And then I told you about that years ago, and sure enough, I got criticized, and now it's been in the news that without warrants, they just dial in on your OnStar and just listen to you. And you go, well, fine, I ain't got nothing to hide. Well, the government's got a lot to hide from you. I mean, they're engaged in every type of criminal activity you can imagine, and probably some we haven't imagined. And so then you hear a story like this. Senate votes to expand eavesdropping power. Bill matches what Bush requested. Democratic version fails in the House. And that was earlier yesterday. Now, and earlier on Friday, it did pass the House. And now President Bush just signed it about an hour and a half ago at Camp David, where he's there enjoying himself, posing as the commander-in-chief and posing as a conservative and doing a great job bringing the country down for his foreign banker owners. Again, Bush runs absolutely nothing, except a lot of your brains out there who thinks he's running something. So here it is. House passes eavesdropping bill. The House handed President Bush a victory Saturday, voting to expand. Why, they stayed in session to give it to you. The government's abilities to eavesdrop without warrants on foreign suspects whose communications pass through the United States. And the vote was 227 to 183. Now, if you actually go and read the bill, it does not say that. It says they can spy on people domestically without warrants, which they've already been doing, and they got in a lot of trouble because it was criminal. Okay, so basically, they got caught engaging in a crime, so now they went back and had the Senate and the House pass it, saying, okay, well, now retroactively, and by the way, the bill does that, you're allowed to do these things. So all these lawsuits can be forced to be dropped, keeping us safe from Al-Qaeda, of course. And if you believe that, I got a bridge I want to sell you. In 2004, they passed a new law dealing with, well, it was a new regulation. It became law, last Wednesday. It's always a regulation first as they phase it in, and then a law a few years later. And that is every prescription. I don't care if it's a prosthesis, a diaphragm, prescription, ibuprofen. It doesn't matter what it is. The minute you get it at all pharmacies, the minute you get it, it is instantly uploaded to the federal government. And I remember when I was watching CNN, they were going, President Bush signs new regulations that keep your information private. They called it a privacy bill. I guess if you've got a house that's glass and your shower's glass on the top floor for all the neighbors to see, you can call that a privacy shower. Or I guess at the airport, those federally systems they put in, the infrared slash radar systems that look through your clothes and videotape your naked body, call that a privacy scan. Of course, they do. A lot of airports now have it, and they save your images of your naked body. It's freedom. And thousands of schools that we've seen have cameras in the bathrooms, not just, yes, thousands, in the U.K., the U.S., and Canada. Hundreds and hundreds I've seen in the newspapers. Each time it happens, there's a little article. Well, the camera's not exactly in the urinal, but it aims at the urinals. Or, well, mayor has said that the police chief will not have it directly over the toilet. That was a little bad. Now they'll just have it into the stall, but not directly on the toilet. Just go search it out. It's all over the web, all mainstream news, how good it is. And that was one case in Tennessee, though, where people were normal, and the middle school girls came to play basketball, and after the game they were taking a shower, and they saw a camera in the shower and freaked out, ran out screaming. There was parents freaking out and fights breaking out in the parking lot. And the principal came out and said, what's the big deal? Of course there's a camera in the shower. Aren't you normal? See how it's all just completely out in the open now? See, I mean, just Orwell to the max. Cameras in the toilets. Cameras in the showers. Feds listening to your cell phones with no warrant. No warrant. Every prescription you get instantly uploaded. Where's the Fourth Amendment there? Where's the Fifth Amendment there? Where's the Tenth Amendment? States' rights there. That's a state issue. You see? I mean, they're not following anything. And they have some discussion about, well, this allows the president to listen to phone calls from Bin Laden. That's how politicians push it. I think that's reasonable. And Johnny Sixpack and Sally Soccer Mom driving along, they don't know their head from a hole in the ground. They don't know what a 57% reduction in the value of the dollar means. And they don't know where Iraq is on a map, but they sure know they want it to be a glass parking lot. They know how to say parking lot. Well, it's your bank account that's going to be a parking lot. It's your freedoms that are going to be a parking lot. When you've got a criminal elite running your country and engaging in genocide all over the planet and running the currency and the national sovereignty to the ground, you're going to get stepped on, too, just like Germans did under Hitler, just like Russians did under Stalin, you twits. you fools. It's mainstream news now every day that, well, Bush is basically a dictator and Congress isn't involved now in continuity of government. The president gave himself the new power in early May. I mean, mainstream news. There's articles pro-Bush saying, well, he now does have the powers. That's what he needs. And then a condescending, you-know-what-eating grin comment from Shepard Smith. Well, we joke around about it. By the way, my script was written by Pentagon psych warfare experts. That's what he, literally, that's come out in the news it is, CNN and Fox. I mean, it's not some liberal or conservative bias. It's top psychiatrist. It's top sociologist deciding how to destroy your mind, how to sell you. How do we sell this? Well, you have them just joke around about it. And every day is a little Big Brother section. It's always good. It's fun. But let's get serious. This keeps you safe from Al-Qaeda. Oh, keeps you safe from Al-Qaeda. I mean, I have had enough of this. And I've had enough of being talked down to like I'm a fool. Now, we're going to come back and get in a few calls from Greg and others that are patiently holding there on the line. It says, foot and mouth virus released from government lab. Case mirrors 2001 outbreak could signal new wave of agro-terrorism against farming community. Russian news agency ITAR TASS is reporting that the release of the virus came after an international drill last month that was held at Pergebrink Laboratory, in which live virus was used. Middle attacks are always shadowed by drills to provide culpable viability. And the article continues, and we have mainstream links. Now they go, well, the government released it, but they're going to save us now by taking over your farms and ranches. I don't know, but I'm feeling like I want to sing God Save the Queen and the Prince. The problem here is they've passed martial law contingencies here in the U.S. for this. So we'll talk about that when we get back after some calls. Stay with us. PrisonPlanet.com.
Did you know that we ingest toxins and harsh chemicals every day from the foods and alcohol we consume, the water we drink, and the OTCs and prescription medications we take? Thankfully, our liver neutralizes the effects of these toxins and eliminates them from our bodies before they can do too much damage. The fact is, the liver performs over 500 vital functions in the body, from aiding digestion to removing toxins and maintaining good health. So why not give your liver the help it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula, prescribed by more than 200,000 doctors in over 76 countries. It's backed by more than 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula for the liver. So if you want to detoxify and protect the liver, Live 52 is for you. Live 52 delivers a broad range of health benefits for everyone. To order Live 52, visit researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's researchedherbs.com. Call toll-free 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes. In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
From the capital of Texas, broadcasting the truth coast to coast and worldwide, this is the Alex Jones Show.
All right, back live in the cockpit, ready to roll. I got my bombardier in there, just got to drop those bombs, those info weapons when we get over the target. When I say pull the lever, we will destroy more enemy propaganda. All right. Let me get into Ron Paul. Well, he was censured coming up the next hour by ABC News. This is very important. It shows an ongoing pattern that gets more and more revealing. We'll also get into all this eavesdropping and spying and the Big Brother society we're living in and how we're now being acclimated and basically indoctrinated using psychological warfare by the enemy. We'll get into how the government of England has now again released foot and mouth. Will it repeat the? Will this bioweapon repeat the carnage of 2001? Also, American Al-Qaeda leader says U.S. Embassy is a prime target. This is the guy who's the son of one of the heads of the ADL. This is the guy who clearly is, I mean, this is such a government op. And it's come out this week. They put out new fake Bin Laden and fake Zarqawi videos, and it turns out that the watermark was put on there at the same time the Al-Qaeda mark was. They've had Wired magazines, had top computer specialists look at it, and it's fake. I mean, this is even coming out in Wired magazine, folks, and they don't care. They know the general public literally doesn't know the difference between a Shiite or a Sunni or where Iraq is on a map, so why not just lie to you? And no, I'm not saying there aren't some real Muslim terrorists or people out there that don't like us. The point is that it's way overblown, and most of the time if it's a big event, it's the good old New World Order behind it. Let's go ahead and take some calls, though, as promised. Let's go ahead first to Steve in South Africa. Steve calling from South Africa. You're on the air. Go ahead, sir. Calling South Africa. Did we lose that call from South Africa?
Alex, are you there?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, I just want to thank you for taking my call.
Well, thank you for calling.
Yeah, I watched your first documentary of yours about 3 years ago, and it's really been since then trying to speak to friends, and everyone thinks you're crazy and you're weird. I just have a few questions, if that's okay.
Sure, go ahead.
Did you ever give your thumbprint for your driver's license?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so you eventually forced into it because we only have one telecoms company here, and I've been reading up, they've set aside the frequency for RFID tags in South Africa now. They've got the frequency set up, the towers are going up, blah, blah, blah. And in the government document, an RFID chip is defined as a chip to track goods, animals, or people. And then you tell this to people, and they think you're crazy.
Well, see, they've been psychologically preconditioned, and there's also the rationale there. There's also the cognitive dissonance, and people want to be lazy. They want to procrastinate. Oh, everything's fine. Well, they're going to find out how fine it is. And the New World Order took over your country a long time ago. It's not changed hands. The same people run it. All that stuff, was, of course, was staged in the 90s, and that's now all come out. Very same people own it owned it before. And the same thing's happening here. And, again, RFID in real time is going to track and tax our cars, our persons. What we buy is going to be scanned. And it all goes into this total Pentagon surveillance system. They announced this global world map they just created with every person and all of our data in it, tracking us in real time last week. Well, we talked about that years ago. The Pentagon announced they're already tracking everybody in real time. The Pentagon designed the world grid. They call it a world control grid. And they say they're going to enslave us. That's the incredible part. They don't even hide it.
Yeah, it's scary. I was on a plane trip recently, and in the plane magazine, they were talking about a robot in South Korea that distinguishes between animals and humans, and it would shoot any human it considers an enemy, and in brackets, I said, all without an RFID tag.
Yes, and also the airlines are about to put cameras in the backs of the seats that watch your face, surveil you the entire time with AI computers that decide if your eye movement is aggressive, like Void Comp out of Blade Runner. And they've announced in New York, L.A., major cities, all over England, software being added to the cameras that now watches what you say. It reads your lips. It also has audio, but even at a distance, and then records that for keywords to call the police on you and watches your walk to decide if you're aggressive. And it's all quackery. We need you to come with us, please. The computer says probable cause. I mean, this is a nightmare grid, folks. We're not in Kansas anymore.
One last question. When is Endgame coming up?
Endgame is going to be done in about 2 weeks, but then it has to go to the distributor. It has to be mass-produced, and it'll roll out in late October. You'll be able to start pre-orders October 1st.
Alex, thank you very much for your time, eh?
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your call there from South Africa. All right, let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Greg in New Jersey. Greg, you're on the air. Welcome. Thanks for holding. I hear you breathing there. I'm going to let you go. Thank you for the call. Let's talk to Michael in Pennsylvania. You're on the air, Michael. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
You bet. Go ahead.
Question. What do you think of Dr. Bill Deagle? I saw something online on him at the Grenada Forum, and he was talking about aliens and sort of stuff like that. And I saw his name on your website. Like, what do you personally think of him, and what do you think of this alien conspiracy and that sort of thing?
Well, look. Number one, my show is not about other people in the Truth Movement or the Patriot Movement. And there are genres that flow, I wouldn't say left or right, but the political spectrum is more like a circle. And you've got people saying interesting things all over it. I mainly interview people about government documents. I've never really done shows on aliens. Never heard Dr. Deagle talk about aliens. And he's a medical doctor, and he talks about different issues of bioweapons and things. I've interviewed him. I've been on Coast to Coast AM before and had George Norrie say, what do you think of aliens? And I've said, well, there's, Hubble's telescopes photographed hundreds of billions of galaxies with billions of stars, some cases trillions of stars apiece, with tens of trillions of planetoids orbiting each star, solar systems. And I don't think we're the only thing in the universe, but I've never seen little green men. But certainly, we tend to be kind of idiosyncratic and only think about what's happening here on the planet, kind of planetary introspective, instead of thinking about the fact that we are literally a spaceship, a rock with a thin layer of life, a few miles of breathable gas, not even a mile of breathable gas, a few miles of atmosphere, trees, a few feet of life on the surface of the ground. And we're literally orbiting a sun. I mean, that's wonderful. That's incredible. I mean, look at the majestic majesty of life, the wonder of it all. That's what I'd love to talk about on this show. And it'd be fun to talk about who really built the pyramids and things like that, but I leave that to others, okay? I mean, I can't get people to admit that the government says they've been spying on everyone for decades and that the government's illegitimate. or that they can type into Google trillions missing and they'll get Associated Press that the government's completely criminal and that corporations are basically moving in mass offshore and that the country's basically sinking. And they're trying to cut the country's head off with this amnesty plan they're still pushing. I mean, we couldn't even, it took us years to convince people that the amnesty plan was an amnesty plan because people finally read the bills. I mean, it's frustrating for me because all I've ever tried to do is cover what's going on. And so that's basically what it comes down to. Anything I talk about, you can go confirm for yourself. Or I'd say about 95% of it. I mean, sometimes I speculate or, you know, comment on things I've personally seen. Let's go ahead and take a call from John in Georgia. You're on the air. Welcome, John.
Hi, Alex. I just wanted to let you know that a little while ago, Fox News was talking to Ron Paul live, and your name came up several times in that conversation.
What were they saying? How dare you talk to Alex Jones?
Basically, and they tried to bait him and ask him if he thought 9/11 was an inside job. And he said no, but it was definitely used to go to war. But they came out right and asked, why do you associate yourself with Alex Jones? And he just said that you both support some of each other's ideas, but nobody really agrees 100% with anyone else.
Exactly. Look, here's the deal. Okay, Ron Paul has said on my show, without me prompting, out of the blue, he just says, your show has given me the most support. And by the way, I'm not talking about 5% and that's the most support. I mean more than half the support he got in the first half of his campaign. Now he's exponentially risen, but still we're about 20%, okay? And I don't want to get into any behind-the-scenes stuff. It may just be best if I don't interview Ron Paul anymore. Let's just say that. I mean, I have been asked, well, I don't even want to get into it. I mean, look, people who are smart ask me political advice. People who are smart ask me about political strategy, okay? And I've never tried to be a political strategist, okay? But I have, I'm not going to get into it. The point is that I know Ron Paul. I've known Ron Paul for 13 years. I've been interviewing Ron Paul for coming up on 13 years. And they keep attacking him for coming on my radio show. And I may just call up his campaign and tell Ron Paul to renounce me and call me Satan, and then he can just go on. All right? So to stay there. I want to hear more about, well, I got a guest coming up. But do you mind holding to tell me more about after the guest is gone in 15 minutes?
Sure, I'll hold.
Okay, I'll put you on hold. We got a special guest as they show up coming up after this break. And, yeah, you can learn about the evil one that they're attacking Ron Paul about at PrisonPlanet.com and JonesReport.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.